For a number of reasons. Firstly, the technology, which is one of the ways archaeologists study people, of these people is still very Neanderthal-like, very archaic, it's simple. Yet, as we said in the last lecture, in tropical Africa there's considerable variation. Occasionally people are making more sophisticated tools, then they revert, probably because of climate change. We don't know, it's a guess. And then suddenly, after about 45,000 years ago, modern humans start spreading all over the place. And it seems that somewhere between 100,000 years ago and 45,000 years ago, there was, I suppose, what you might call an aha moment, a moment when modern cognitive abilities kicked in. The only way we can document this, unfortunately, at this point, is off stone tools, which tell us little. For example, if you look at the stone tools from Kafsi and other caves in southwestern Asia, and also from the nearby Negev Desert, you find very gradual changes in human technology. Between about 100,000 and 45,000 years ago, what were these changes? They involve a very gradual transition from prepared core technology and flake technology, the sort of thing the Neanderthals used where they produced relatively standardized flakes of cobbles, like this, and then threw the cobble away, to much more sophisticated stone flaking, which used parallel-sided stone blades, where you took a core of rock, shaped it very carefully, fine-grained rock, and then knocked off it with a punch, a series of relatively standardized parallel-sided blades, as they called. Now, this technology, which we'll describe in a future lecture, is extremely versatile. It allows you to make a whole range of tools. This technology, this blade technology, was fully developed in Southwest Asia by 45,000 years ago. Some experts believe that this sophisticated technology gave Homo sapiens sapiens a competitive advantage, which enabled them to move northward and adapt successfully to the extreme cold of areas to the north. But also, this may well have been the moment when the full range of human cognitive abilities came into full flower. Why do we say this? Partly because in Europe at this point, the first art appears. And art has deep meaning in human life. A meaning which is theoretical and symbolic and involves a whole lot of skills which are unknown to the Neanderthals and other archaic humans. So where have we gone so far with all this? We've established that the great diaspora of modern humans out of Africa and beyond probably began before 100,000 years ago as people were sucked into the Sahara. And from there, they settled in Southwest Asia. There appears to have been a pause there where the populations lived. And then suddenly, after 45,000 years, you find the great radiation of humans to all parts of the world, which began about 45,000 years ago, maybe a little earlier, and culminated with the first settlement of the Americas at the very end of the Ice Age, somewhere around 15,000 years ago. So the chronological span of this diaspora is from about, the real diaspora is about 45 to 15,000, a mere 30,000 years. Many details of this still remain unknown. And what I want to do now is start the process of tracing this extraordinary radiation.